I'm sure you've been there. You want to show up and be who you're made to be, to step into your purpose, to do the things that you're called to do, or even just the things that you're supposed to do, but you just can't find it in you, no matter how hard you try to actually do the things. I know I can't be the only one who has gone through seasons where it's hard to find motivation to even get a meal on the table, let alone all the other stuff. Wondering, how do I do it? How do I show up for all the things that need to be done, all the people that need me, all the tasks I'm supposed to do, even when I don't feel like it? And with a culture so focused on following our feelings, honestly, it's no surprise that we are all asking the same question. So how do we show up even when we don't feel like it? Today, we're answering that question because trust me, I am no stranger to this struggle. And lucky for you, I've learned a thing or two along the way. So let's not wait any further. Let's get into it. Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. First and foremost, I want to remind you that you're not the only one. You are not the only one struggling with this. You'd be surprised how many people struggle with this. You'd probably be surprised to hear how much I struggle with this. So I don't want you to allow yourself to be convinced that you're the only one not feeling it or in a season where you're not feeling it. Everybody goes through seasons like this, whether it's in motherhood, in work, whatever season of life you're in. Everybody goes through seasons or days where you just don't feel like it. And that does not mean that there's anything wrong with you. That does not mean that you are a failure. It is just a part of life. And honestly, truthfully, I have not always been the best at showing up when I don't feel like it. Honestly, I more often than not have let my feelings win. I am a feeler by nature, and I have a tendency to lean super heavy into my feelings. And I have had to learn how, and honestly, I'm still learning how to not let my feelings lead. I've had to learn to be disciplined. It's something that I've really had to work through. It's a huge thing in my life that I've had to fight through. I've talked before about how, you know, there's like a few different types of people. And I think we see a lot of the achiever type of person who struggles to rest. But I am more of the opposite. I lean more towards the lazy side, or give in more towards the lazy side of myself. And that is my struggle. Like, I have to force myself to do the things even when I don't feel like it. And so this has been an ongoing thing in my life, like showing up when I don't feel like it. And so I'm no stranger to the struggle, I guess is what I'm saying. And if you too are, and honestly, I showing up when you don't feel like it, and I'm not even talking about showing up in big ways. Sometimes it's even hard to show up in the small ways. Like for me, some days showing up and like in my role as a mom, in my role as the homemaker, showing up and making a real meal for my family feels like it takes everything I have. So I just want you to know that you are not the only one, and I am so in this with you. And our society, our culture is very feeling led, right? I feel and I want dominate the narratives that we hear. And more, we're just leaning in and giving into our feelings. And so, of course, we have this question when everything around us is telling us to lean into our feelings, to follow our feelings, to honor our feelings, that our feelings are worth listening to, which, yes, your feelings are worth listening to. God gave us feelings. God gave us emotions. God gave us all of this. But you can listen to your feelings but you don't have to obey them or bow to them. And so this whole I feel like or I don't feel like, when we look at it through a lens, you know, a countercultural lens, we can recognize that we are not slaves to our feelings, that our feelings are not facts. Our feelings are not factual in our life. You know, our heart often leads us astray. How we feel often leads us astray. And so this is where we find the answer to this question of how do I show up when I don't feel like it? Well, that's where the rubber meets the road, kind of, and the discipline comes in, and where we remember that I understand that I don't feel like this, but I'm going to make a choice. We can feel and still make a choice to follow through and to be faithful and to be obedient in whatever it is, whatever showing up looks like for you. You can you don't have to always feel like it to always be faithful, right? I'm sure that Abraham didn't feel like sacrificing his son, didn't feel like taking his son up a mountain and tying him to a stack of wood. I'm sure that Abraham didn't feel like it, but he was faithful anyways, and he was rewarded and blessed because of it. So you are not a slave to your feelings. And if we can look to Bible hero after Bible hero and say, I'm so glad that they kept going even when they didn't feel like it, right? Every person in the Bible, I'm sure, every hero of faith today, we can look to and say, I'm so glad that you kept going even when you didn't feel like it. Jesus, I'm so glad that you went to the cross even though you didn't feel like it, right? So we have to get past this, like, I feel like, I don't feel like. And I know it's easier said than done, which is why I'm recording this episode. I'm going to take you through some of the really practical things I've done to help me work through this mindset and to get to the other side and to actually practically make the choice, right? To be disciplined and to choose the hard thing or choose the thing that I don't feel like doing, even when my feelings are very loud. So I want to share a story with you. Recently, I've been implementing a new routine of waking up at 5 a.m. to read my Bible and to work out before the kids are up. And this, I'll share in a second how this came to be, because it all ties together and it really does go along with this topic of showing up even when we don't feel like it. But I recently, you know, started implementing this new routine. And obviously, you can imagine waking up at 5 a.m. I've had to battle it out with my feelings most mornings, and I won't lie to you. The past week or so, I'm telling you, this is the awesome part about being in it with you and having this opportunity to be able to share here with you as I'm walking through these things, because often this is so fresh. And so this is something that I'm like actively working through or actively experiencing, actively choosing to not bow to my feelings, right? It's an everyday thing. And so the past week or so, my feelings have won most days. And I snooze my alarm and I woke up with the kids. And you know what else I experienced? I was flustered throughout the whole day, overwhelmed, short with my kids, angry, exhausted. And so I realized after having a few weeks of this really solid morning routine of waking up at 5 a.m., reading my Bible, getting a workout in, And I was noticing how much more peaceful and joyful and just pleasant my days were and my demeanor was and my attitude and my perspective on things in implementing this routine. And after, you know, not doing it for a week, I realized I know what I need to do to change how I'm feeling. I don't like feeling short with my kids. I don't like feeling angry. I don't like feeling lazy in my day. I don't like feeling like, oh, I don't feel like making dinner. We're just going to order pizza. Like, I don't like when I do that. And so what do I need to do? I need to get back to getting that time with God on my own. And I've said many times on here that God does not only exist in the quiet time, right? We know that. But for me in this season, with homeschooling and having, you know, three very active young kids, I needed time. I just need time to myself. I need time by myself. I'm an introvert. I recharge alone, and I need that time by myself. And so the early morning is where I'm going to get it. So getting time with God, and also just being able to be in my home alone, being the only one awake for a little while, became very important for me. And so I got back to my early morning routine. And again, not because the routine is what saved me, not because, you know, this something legalistic, but because when I begin my day in a posture of worship, having that time to myself, spending time reading His word and in prayer, He meets me there. And the Bible says that He inhabits the praises of His people. And so when I begin my day inviting Him in and worshiping Him, He comes and He dwells with me, and everything is better. Everything goes smoother, right? And so I got back to my early morning rhythm, regardless of how I felt about it. And I'm not exaggerating when I say the entire atmosphere of our home changed. And so then and there, I decided, no matter what, even if I don't feel like it, even when I don't feel like it, I am not snoozing that alarm, and I am getting up, because it is worth it to me. Seeing how much the atmosphere of my home changed, it is worth it to me to make the hard choice to choose discipline over my feelings, because I saw the positive impact that it had on my day, the positive impact that it had on my kids. Like, I love when I can go a day or many days where I'm like, I haven't felt like I needed to raise my voice. I haven't gotten short with my kids. Like, we all want that, right? We all aspire to have that. And so for me, this is just something that really helps me get there. So anyways, that's just a little real life example of me, a story of me having to choose showing up, you know, even when I don't feel like it, and the impact that it had on me. So now let's break down this question. How do we show up when we don't feel like it? The first thing that we have to do is we need to get to the root of it. And what I mean by that is, before we learn how to show up, right? Whatever, fill in the blank, whatever showing up, whatever you're struggling to show up for, whether it's, you know, work tasks, whether it's following through on, you know, homemaking things, whether it's, you know, struggling to show up. And I mean, for me, a long time, I struggled to show up and cook real dinners, like, truthfully. And so whatever it is for you, whether it's big or small, before we learn how to show up, we have to figure out why we don't feel like showing up in the first place. What is it that is causing this resistance? What is it that's causing our brain to feel like it is impossible to do that, right? And so this is where listening to your feelings can come in handy. And I would encourage you to sit with yourself and really get to the root of why it feels so hard to show up right now. What is it? Like, actually, be specific. Don't, this is not a time to generalize things. Be very specific and get to the root of what is it? What is the thought process that is making it feel like it is so hard to show up? That's making it feel so big, right? Sit with yourself. Get specific. Is there something specific that's overwhelming you? Is there something that you're feeling shame or guilt about? Is there, you know, are you running on fumes? Are you burnt out? Is it something small? Like, are you not nourished enough? Are you not eating enough? And that's why it just, your life feels so hard to show up for. Are you starting your day in a reactive, you know, stance? Are you starting your day? Are you waking up to a mess? And that's just like so hard, and it makes everything just feel like you're constantly behind. And then when you feel like you're behind, you just shut down and it feels like you can't show up for anything. Like, what is it for you? And only you know, only you can say. But I would encourage you, get to the root of that mindset or that thought process that is telling you, I don't want to do this, or I don't feel like doing this. Like, what is the root? Get really, really honest with yourself. Sit with it. Be specific. Find the root of it. And then once you find the root of it, from there, you can identify your why. And I know if you're in like the business world at all, you know, the social selling world, or even just like online business entrepreneurship, this phrase is everywhere. Know your why, find your why. And sometimes I think that it's good to have a why, even when you're not in business, just with your life, right? You should know why you're doing things. You should know the purpose behind everything that you do, big or small. And so when I say identify your why, I don't mean it in that big, broad, big vision sense. I mean it in a right now sense. So I've found that it's so much easier to show up when we don't feel like it, if we have a clear vision of the impact that showing up will have. So, you know, for me, in the example that I shared a minute ago, I learned and I realized that when I do this morning rhythm of waking up before my kids and getting that time for myself in, my whole day is better. The whole atmosphere of my home is better. My mind feels clearer. I feel like I am able to handle things better. I am able to stay calm because I have filled myself, right? And so I can go, I'm not waking up early to check off a to-do list. I'm not waking up and working out, you know, to physically change my body at all. That's not my why, because those are very fleeting. The reason I'm doing this is because I see the direct impact it has on the rest of my day and on the atmosphere of my home and on my kids' experience in our home day to day. And that is why, because I want them to have a happy, joyful, calm, level-headed mom. I want them to have somebody who is enjoying them, right? And that is the why. So I'm not waking up early, you know, to wake up early or to work out. I'm waking up early so that my kids can have the best version of me. And that's the why. And that, for me, when I change the thought process or change the story that I'm telling myself, that makes it way more motivating for me when I can remind myself, I'm doing this because I want my kids to get the best of me. I want my kids to get the best version of me. I want to give them the best version of me to my home, right? And so I would encourage you, don't be vague, be very specific and break it down. Like for my morning routine, I went from, you know, oh, I'm waking up and working out because, you know, I want to grow muscle or I want to lose weight or whatever. And it's like, actually, no, that's really not why. And then take it a step further. It's because I want my kids to get the best version of me. And that is really motivating to me. And I see the positive impact that that has on my whole day. And so get to the root of it, identify your why. And then from there, once you know why, like the real why of why you, the impact that showing up has, right? Then you can, from there, create a simple routine that you know that you can stick to for those, even when you don't feel like it, moments. So allow yourself the grace to start small. Allow yourself the grace to, you know, trial and error this. But this morning routine that I've started is a result of this process of getting to the root of why I don't want to show up, identifying why, and then creating a routine. So this morning routine is kind of twofold. It was a solution to a problem that I was feeling, and then it also became something that I had to work through and make the decision to show up for, right? So I, for a long time, or I guess not a long time, but there was a good season where I was just feeling very overwhelmed by everything, very unmotivated to do like all the basic things, unmotivated to stay on top of my, you know, house cleaning, unmotivated to sit down and outline podcast episodes, unmotivated, I just was like continually bowing to this, I don't feel like it, I'm not going to do it. And it's this horrible cycle that begins to happen because we don't do something or we don't follow through. We experience guilt or shame because of it. And then we feel down on ourselves and then we continue to not follow through, right? And so it's just this horrible cycle that happens. And so I finally just got fed up and I recognized that the root of my overwhelm and the root of my feeling unmotivated or feeling like I don't feel like doing this, I don't feel like cleaning the kitchen, I don't feel like closing the kitchen tonight, I don't feel like making a full dinner. The root of it was that I was craving alone time and time with God. I was feeling like I never get a chance to open my Bible. I never get a chance to be alone. And so what are my options here? Like, I need this time. I need to make this a priority because I feel empty. I feel like I'm running on empty and I need to make this a priority. So what do I need to do? Okay. Well, right now in this season, it's going to be waking up early. It's going to be that morning time before the kids are up. That's my time. So I created a routine and I was like, this I can stick to. I'm going to make sure I get to this. And I stuck to the routine. And then obviously, like I shared, I had a week where I did not stick to the routine at all. And it made me really realize, like I realized how sucky I felt when I was just waking up reactive and waking up and having to instantly serve people, you know, how it is when you wake up with your kids. It's just some people do it, but, and I've done it in seasons for sure, but for the most part, it's not for me. I need to be awake before my kids. But anyways, I experienced how this changed my whole day. And that's how I kind of changed the cycle of I don't feel like it, I'm not going to do it, to I don't feel like it, I'm going to do it anyway because it's worth it. I've created this simple routine that I know that I can do. I know I look forward to it. And I had to fine tune it. I had to tweak it. You know, I started with like having my Bible time and then working. And I found that it wasn't really something I was looking forward to sit and work that early in the morning. And so then I decided to have some Bible time and prayer and then do a workout first thing in the morning. And I really loved that. And so now I'm excited about my routine and it is helping me in all the other areas of my life, right? So that is kind of the process that I go through when I am experiencing this. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like showing up. And I find myself kind of bowing to my feelings more often than not. I get to the root of why am I not wanting to show up? Why am I feeling so unmotivated? Identify the why. What is the positive impact of showing up? What will happen when I show up? Right? And then create a simple routine that you know you can stick to. So if you're struggling to show up with your work, like create a small routine. Allow yourself grace to start small, but create a small routine that you can do even when you don't feel like it. Whether that's, you know, every day at nap time I'm doing this, or every day at this time I'm doing this, regardless of how I feel. Create a simple routine and stick to it. Because honestly, all the time, we have to let purpose guide us and we have to let purpose ground us and not our feelings. Because the truth is, you won't always feel like doing the things you need to do. And only you can make the decision to show up anyway. Let purpose guide you, not your feelings. And remember that you are not the only one struggling with this. On the other side of making the hard choice to be disciplined and show up even when you don't feel like it is so much joy and so much just like pride, and not in a bad way, but just being proud of yourself. Like, do the thing to make yourself proud of yourself. I think that we need to make ourselves proud more. And like, truly, when you make the hard choice to be disciplined, you will never regret showing up, ever. You will never regret it. And often what I have learned, the hardest part of showing up is just taking the first step. Like, the hardest part of making dinner for me is walking into the kitchen. The hardest part of being a podcaster, of outlining podcast episodes, is sitting down to my computer and opening it up, right? The hardest part of cleaning the bathroom is grabbing the cleaning supplies. Once you're there, you're there. So the hardest part of closing the kitchen is walking up to that sink and turning on the water, right? So I would just want to encourage you, you're not the only one in this. You're not the only one experiencing it. And show up. Show up when you don't feel like it. You won't regret it. You will be proud of yourself. And the more that you do it, the more that you make the decision to choose being disciplined and to choose purpose over your feelings, over how you feel about it, the easier it will become, and the more your feelings will begin to follow, right? The more you do it, the more you will feel like doing it, because the easier it becomes. And you can change your mind about things. You can change the way you think about things. So if you're struggling to feel like showing up, if you're struggling to feel motivated to show up to your life, whatever that looks like for you, remember that your feelings aren't facts. You don't have to follow your feelings, and you are not the only one, right? I'm going to pray for you real quick before we go. God, I thank you for my sister. I pray that you would just help her today. Lord, I pray that you would be with her. Lord, I ask that if she is in a season where she is just feeling so unmotivated, where she is feeling like she is struggling to show up, whatever the case may be, Lord, I ask and I pray that you would just be with her, Lord, that you would give her the energy and the boost that she needs to show up when she doesn't feel like it. Lord, I pray that you would remind her just of how loved she is, of how proud of her you are. And God, I thank you just for the opportunity that we get to share this time together. God, I pray that you would bless her. God, I pray blessing over her home and her children and her homemaking and all the things. Lord, I pray that you would just be with her. Your hand would be on her and you would bless her. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, don't forget, I'm in it with you. You've got a whole community of moms in it with you. You are never the only one, and you are so, so loved. I'll see you next week. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.